conductor who came to the train, taking tickets from everyone there. Finally reaching the side of the boy, he gruffly demanded his fare. "I have no ticket," the boy then replied, "but I'll pay you back someday. I'll have to put you off at the station," he said, but he stopped when he heard the boy say, "Oh, please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of the train. For the best friend I have in this wide, wide world is waiting for me in pain, expecting to die in a moment, and may not live through the day. I want to bid Mother goodbye, sir, before God takes her away." Mother was ailing when I left home and needed a doctor's care. I came to your city employment to find, but I could not find any work there. A letter from sister this morning arrived. Mother is dying, it said. So that's why I'm asking to ride on your train, but I haven't the money to pay. A little girl sitting in a seat close by says, "Don't put him off, it's a shame." They're taking his hat, a collection he made, and soon paid his fare on the train. "I'm obliged to you, miss, for your kindness to me. You're welcome, I'm sure, never fear." Each time the conductor would come through the car, these words seemed to ring in his ear. "Oh, please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of the train. For the best friend I have in this wide, wide world is waiting for me in pain, expecting to die at a moment, and may not live through the day. I want to make Mother goodbye, sir, before God takes her away."